on. The loser plays for fifth place. We'll try to play for fifth place in this tournament. You're listening to Dixie College Basketball on KDXU, St. George, Utah. And we're about to bring you Dixie versus Erie Community College. We mentioned that Erie Community College lost their first two games of the year and then have won 33 out of 35 games since then. Dixie began the year with a 12-game winning streak, lost to Odessa, Texas in the semifinal of the Rotary National Shootout, and since that time have gone 20 straight with a record now of 32-1. Not too shabby. Let's be back with the starting lineups. We'll be back in just 2 minutes with the starting lineups of Dixie and Erie.
Especially this week, it makes sense to shop Roscoe Drug in St. George, where Ortho Rose and Garden Spray in a handy 24-ounce sprayer bottle is just $2.97. A 20-pound bag of sulfate of ammonia is a super buy at $1.99. And Super Packs Weed and Feed in the 11-pound bag is just $4.88. Check the bright red and yellow insert in the Spectrum for many more money-saving buys at Roscoe Drug.
Where can you buy cement, chain-link fencing, tires, batteries, laundry detergent, and go to get your goods transported throughout Utah, Idaho, Nevada, Arizona, and California? Why, at Randall Distributing. That's where, 971 North Red Rock Road in the Industrial Park. To better serve your needs with tires, Randall has built a new building with two bays. Randall has always done a great job with General Trucking and always serves you with a smile. Randall Distributing, 791 North Red Rock Road, or call 673-6 175. Open Saturdays.
Dixie Sunshine Village Homes offer the greatest concept in southern Utah for spacious private living. Priced from just $48,600 and now offering 8.75% ARM financing, you just can't afford not to buy. Why pay rent? See Dixie Sunshine Village models open daily except Sunday from 10 a.m. till dark. Offered exclusively by Go Realty, 1840 West, 1100 North, north of the 7-Eleven on Dixie Downs Road. And as a tribute to our team, you're offered a free refrigerator with any home purchased by March 30th.
What's the best part of Burger King's new breakfast sandwich? The croissandwich.
I think it's the croissant that really makes it taste so good.
Croissant.
That's what it is.
Well, I think it's better than an English muffin.
Say, croissandwich.
What?
Croissandwich.
What's the best part of Burger King's new croissandwich?
Can I taste it again?
You decide.
Are you hungry?
I like it.
For Burger King now.
I've never had one of these?
No.
Try the delicious new croissandwich at participating Burger King restaurants.
Starting lineup for the Cats, and they spell it K-A-T-S. The Cats of Erie Community College of Buffalo, New York. Starting at one guard, a 5'10 freshman, Tim Stewart from Buffalo, New York. The other guard will be 6'3" and sophomore Ray Swagger from Buffalo. The starting forward, 6'3" sophomore Blaine Russell from Buffalo. Ray Salters at 6'3" and a sophomore and the leading scorer last time out with 25 points. Also from Buffalo will start at the other forward. And the center will be 6'5" freshman Dave Taylor. Also from Buffalo. Everybody's from Buffalo except two young men from Cheektowaga. And a young man from East Amherst in New York. And one young guard from Columbus, Ohio. Everybody else is from Buffalo proper. Dixie starting Brent Stevenson at center. Avery and Parrish, Dan Bell at the forwards, Ricky Henry, Robert Maxwell at the guards. Jumping center will be Ray Salters, the 6'3 muscular forward, against Brent Stevenson, who's coming off one of the best performances in the last month for Brent. That in the win over Casper. The tap controlled on a missed jump to Brent Stevenson, to Dan Bell. Or Stevenson got the control to Dan Bell. Stevenson out away from the action. Man-to-man defense by Erie. Dixie with the basketball. Robert Maxwell being chased by Stewart. In the corner, Dan Bell lets fly from 15. Shot up, no good. Tap by Stevenson, no good. Rebounded up, and no good by Henry. Rebound off the foot of Dan Bell out of bounds. So Dixie had three shots at the basket. Got the penetration they wanted, but the ball would not fall. Just underway, Dixie versus Erie. The winner goes on. The loser plays for fifth place. In any case, both teams will play tomorrow. Shot up, no good. By Blaine Russell. Rebound brought down and a travel on Dixie. Russell penetrated and put up the left-hander and missed it. So neither team has been able to score right off the bat. 19-31 left in the first half of play. Just underway. Inbounds for Erie. Comes in at the angle to Russell. Russell left-handed, 6'3" and sophomore. At the point it goes to Stewart. Back to Russell. Russell, good shooter, number three scorer on the team. Dixie into a 3-2 zone, and Erie will back out and start the offense again. At the angle, it goes to Russell. Bring it out in front to Dave Taylor. At the left angle, it goes to Swagger out in front. Long jump shot, Taylor. Too long. Rebound. High for it is Brent Stevenson, way above everyone else. Outlet pass to Robert Maxwell. Dixie into forecourt. Lob pass into the corner to A. Parrish. One bounce dribble. Jump shot. Good. Adrian Parrish. Dixie, with 1 minute gone, makes it 2-0. Rebels out in front. Dixie wants to get into the Final Four. The winner will place that winning team into the Final Four in the nation. And then there were four at the angle. It goes to Salters. Underneath, getting away is Swagger. The shot is blocked, but there's also a foul on Ricky Henry. So Swagger will shoot free throws. Dixie as a team shooting free throws, shoots 72%. Erie College as a team shoots 68%. So not much different. But it seems like a 2 percentage points above 70 makes all the difference in the world as opposed to the 2 percentage points below 70 at the free throw line. Is Dave Taylor. Taylor, the man who was trying to follow the shot up and in. First shot, good. Taylor brings it back to a 2-1 game. Dixie out in front. Back getting instruction is Blaine Russell. 2-1, Dixie out in front. 18:42 left in the first half of play. Second shot up by Taylor, good. And we have a tie ball game at two. Full court pressure by Erie. Dan Bell to bring it in to Avery and Parrish. Parrish will be challenged by Ray Swagger. Swagger. Parrish reverses on the dribble, comes across the 10-second line with a hard left-handed dribble, looks for help, into the corner to Bell, trying to find Parrish back, gets to Stevenson, lean-in five-footer, good, and Brent Stevenson, still alive for 85, if you will, 4-2, Dixie out in front, Parrish almost commits the foul, Salters trying to get away, lobs it out in front to Stewart, jump shot up and good, Stewart leaning into Maxwell, gets his first basket. This promises to be a physical ball game. New York teams like to play physically, and the officials have let it go. Championship bracket games, by the way, all will have three officials. Stevenson out way away from the basket, looks for help, bounce pass, goes to Robert Maxwell, 4-4 tie, into the corner goes to Dan Bell. Head fakes, goes to Parrish, turn around, fall away, 12-footer, up, soft, not enough, rebound, tapped around, off the hands of Erie College. Right down there is Blaine Russell Lane on the end line, and the tapped rebound hit him right in the midsection, so it's out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket, 4-4 tie. Dixie not shooting extremely well yet. Inbounds comes to Stevenson. Turnaround five-footer. Good. And Brent Stevenson, using his height to advantage, makes a 6-4 Dixie. Into forecourt, it comes to Russell. Russell looks for help. Trying to find somebody. Goes to Salter. To Swagger. Ray Swagger. Back out in front, it goes to Stewart. Dixie with a man-to-man defense. That's what Erie likes to play. Dixie will try to play it also. Out in front to Taylor at the left angle. It goes to Russell. Lob pass in along the baseline to Salters. Ball knocked away. Back out in front to Russell. At the point, it goes to Salters. Pass underneath, and they have a foul. Who will it be on? I think it will be on number 24 of Erie, Ray Swagger, on the push-off. Ricky Henry had a fingertip on the basketball on defense. Swagger trying to get the basketball pushed off, and so that's the first team foul on Erie. Full court pressure by Erie. Dixie to try to handle it. Inbounds comes to Avery and Parrish. Parrish to work on Ray Swagger. Swagger and Parrish. Parrish in backcourt. Head fakes across the 10-second line. Down the lane. Lays it off to Bell for two. Assist Abe Parrish. Basket Dan Bell. And Dixie leads by 8-4. And Dixie playing much better tonight than they did against Casper. Tim Stewart against Robert Maxwell. At the angle, it goes to Russell. Out in front, it comes to Salters. A correction to Taylor. Pass underneath, and they call the offensive foul. Driving in is Salters. Commits the offensive foul. Turnover by Erie. That's the second team foul on Erie. Don Silveri, who is active along the sidelines, has not moved. He's been in a crouched position. 16:53 left in the first half. Inbounds comes to Robert Maxwell. Beating the pressure. 3-on-2. Bounce pass to Stevenson, who slams it home. Brent Stevenson on the wing, got the assist from Maxwell and slammed it home. 10-4 Dixie, and that's the Rebel team that Dixie is used to see. Tons of fans arrived here. Lots and lots of fans have come from St. George. Turnaround jump shot by Swagger, no good. Rebound taken down, blocked by Henry on the shot. Outlet comes to Parrish. 3-on-3, Parrish, free throw line, jump shot, in and out. Rebound brought down by Swagger. Here comes the fast break the other way. Parrish had it dip down and come right back up. But Avery and Parrish definitely back into the flow of things after struggling for a three-ball game. Out in front, it comes to Swagger. Looks for help. Left side. It goes to Russell. Out in front to Stewart. In deep, it goes to Russell. Layup shot no good. Followed up and in by Ray Salters. Salters brings it back to a 10-6 ball game. Dixie by 4 points. Parrish behind the back dribble, clears it into forecourt. Parrish with the basketball. At the angle to Stevenson, give and go to Parrish. Loses the ball, stolen. Outlet pass deflected, but taken by Erie. Here comes Tim Stewart on the fast break against Maxwell. Leaves it off. Shot blocked by Stevenson. Taken out of the air by Henry. Henry stumbles. Ball picked up by Robert Maxwell. Stevenson with the defense. Maxwell to Bell along the baseline. Doesn't take the shot. Leaves it for Stevenson all alone for two. Bell with a basket. Stevenson with 8 points. Dixie with 12. 12-6 Rebels out in front with 15:25 left in the first half. And Dixie to extend out the defense just a little bit. The Rebels are rolling right now. They're looking good at this point. Underneath it goes to Swagger. Hook shot up and over. Bell. Good. Correction, Blaine Russell. Russell, the man, number 31. Late pass the other way comes to Abe Parrish against Swagger. Lays it up and in. Abe Parrish with the basket. Swagger trying to drive the offense, draw the offensive foul. Went down. Don Silveri up pleading for the travel call. Could not get it. 14-8. Dixie by six again. Out in front it comes to Swagger. Steve Schreiner ready to come in shortly. At the angle it goes to Russell. Leans in with the left hand shot. Blocked by Parrish. Taken out of there. By Erie, saved into the hands of Salter. 3 second violation. Russell in there too long. Turnover by Erie. Dixie with a basketball. Steve Schreiner in. Abe Parrish to sit down for just a moment. Parrish has started off red hot and assists, a couple of rebounds, a block shot, and two baskets. And Abe Parrish is having a super night so far. Inbounds comes to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell against Stewart. Looks for help. Maxwell down the sidelines, being pressured by Stewart. To Stevenson underneath to Schreiner. Layup good. Stevenson with the assist. Steve Schreiner with the basket and make it 16-8. Dixie out in front by 8 points. Dixie versus Erie College of Buffalo, New York. The last team from last year's team has a chance, tournament that has a chance for the title. Layup shot by Russell is blocked and there will be a foul. Let's see who it goes to. It may go to Bell. Dan Bell with the reach in. Picks up his first personal. That's the second team foul on Dixie. Not a whole bunch in the way of fouls on either side. Just two on each side. They're letting some contact go. Dixie by 8. 16-8. 14-16 left in the first half of play. And Russell to shoot a couple. First shot by the left-hander Russell. Good. And Erie is 3-for-3 from the free throw line. The Erie College cheerleaders made the trip from Buffalo to cheer. Not too many of the fans could make it all the way from that frozen part of upstate New York. Second shot up and good. The Dixie cheerleaders and some made it here. The band, the cheerleaders, the Rebelettes, and a whole bunch of fans. But it's a little closer from St. George. Maxwell into forecourt. Russell has hit two free throws. Pass underneath the Bell, knocked away. Bell tries to hook it up. Loses it. Tapped around on the floor. Finally grabbed by Bell. Taken away by Russell. Baseball pass into forecourt comes to Swagger. Swagger can't get the shot away. Now forces the shot and hits it. Swagger gets his first basket. Dixie had three shots underneath. Maxwell underneath the Bell. Too big. Overshoots Bell. Dixie trying to nurse a four-point lead. 16-12. And throws the ball away. But that was a case of action, hustling play. Maxwell had Bell all alone. Back into the lineup is Parrish. Bell to sit down for a few minutes. Still suffering the effects of that injury against Eastern Arizona. Dixie 16, Erie 12. Erie hanging close. Dixie with a 3-2 zone. At the point, Blaine Russell being patient on the left-handed dribble. Dixie still with that 3-2 zone. Into the corner it goes to Stewart. A good hot shooting guard. Back out in front, it comes to Russell. Russell looks for help, gets away, takes the 15-foot jump shot, and they'll call the foul on Parrish. Russell jumped into Parrish. As he went up for the shot, leaned over, and a little bit of street basketball that time drew the foul from Parrish. That's number one on Parrish, and each time Dixie's committed a foul, it's been a two-shot foul on Erie. Erie has committed two fouls. Dixie leads by a narrow 4 points, 16-12, but Dixie playing much, much, much better than he did against Casper. At the free throw line. To try the shots, Blaine Russell is 2-for-2 so far. Shot up, soft off the back of the rim, but not enough. Dished off to the right and fell to the hardwood. 16-12. Russell now 2-for-3 from the free throw line. 4 points on the night for the Buffalo, New York native. Russell looks for the second shot. It's up and good. And Russell brings it back within three. Full court pressure. By Erie, by the Cats, against the Rebels, 16-13. Dixie out in front by 3 points. Parrish into forecourt. Swiped at by Slogger. Parrish at the free throw line. Can't get the shot away to Maxwell. Maxwell looks for help. It fakes. At the point, goes on the right side to Steve Schreiner. Schreiner will take the 15-footer. In and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Erie. Erie getting some boards this time. At the angle it goes to Salters. Reverses. Puts the bank shot up and home. And Ray Salters banks it home. Back to within one. 16-15. And Erie College shooting hot. They're going to have to. Parrish against Slogger. Parrish into forecourt. Looks for help. At the point, Parrish goes around his man. Dishes off to Schreiner. Lays it up. Has the shot blocked by Russell. Russell up to block the shot. Rebound brought down by Erie. Erie with a chance to take their first lead. Russell drills it from 10 and has the first lead. 17-16. Erie out in front. And full court pressure again. Maxwell to Parrish. Double team. Parrish in backcourt. Still being swiped at by Erie. 17-16. Dixie led. 16-8 at one point. 9 unanswered points by Erie. Henry underneath to Parrish. Puts the shot up and has it blocked by Salters. Pass coming the other way. Swagger has it. Swagger to Russell. Erie College will not knuckle under to the pressure. Erie College trying to get everything put together now. 17-16. Dixie with the 3-2 zone. And Erie wants Dixie out of that. So Dixie shifts quickly to the man-to-man. Against Maxwell. Stewart puts it up and in. Gets around Maxwell and hits the 12-footer. So 11 unanswered points by New York. By Erie, New York, and Dixie from an 8-point lead now trails by 3. Parrish looks for help. Reverses along the baseline. Parrish lays it off to Schreiner. Can't get the shot away. 10 feet away, leaves it out in front to Ricky Henry. Henry, jump shot from the angle. Up, soft, not enough. Rebound Schreiner. Head fakes, banks it home. Steve Schreiner has his second basket. Back to a 1-point lead. The ball almost thrown away, is thrown away by Erie. Dixie has it out of bounds in forecourt. Brent Wade into the lineup and Robert Maxwell to sit down. Maxwell to take a breather. Struggling a little bit here in the first half, so Wade will go to the point guard position. 19-18. Brent Wade had a pretty good game against Casper. Part of the reason why the victory. Parrish buzzes his pass into Schreiner. Underneath to Stevenson. Goaltend. Stevenson followed it home, but it was an obvious goaltend. Stevenson has 10 points. Dixie with 4 unanswered points takes the lead back. 20-19 with 11:09 left in the first half of play. The winner is one of the final four in the nation. The loser will play for fifth and sixth. Lenient shot by Swagger, no good, and they call the foul on whom? It may be on Schreiner. Typical New York moves. They go hard, do all sorts of twists in the air, and throw up some wild shots, a little bit like Angelo Albritton. Wait for Utah Tech for those who made the trip to Provo. Shooting two will be Swagger, and once again, Dixie has committed 4 fouls, this one on Schreiner, and each time Erie has ended up shooting free throws. First shot is up and good. Swagger ties the ball game at 20 with 11:03 left in a half. This should be a high-scoring affair. It may be a close one. Throughout, 20-20. Swagger, second shot up and good. And Swagger gives Erie the 1-point lead, 21-20. Dixie to face full court pressure again. Into the lineup is number 25, William Molson. Molson for the first time tonight. Molson looks for help. Parrish on the dribble against Molson. Bounce pass goes to Schreiner, trying to get the give and go to Parrish. Can't find him. Throws it out in front to Wade. At the point, it goes to Stevenson. Makes the move, has the ball left away. Stevenson goes up with a 10-footer and rattles it home. Stevenson, 6 first half baskets. Dixie takes the lead again, 22-21. And Brent Stevenson having a super ball game. At the angle, Swagger has the ball dribbled away by Brent Wade. Dixie with the steal on the double team. Wade at the free throw line. Shovels to Parrish. Baseline 12-footer over the basket. Rebound, Stevenson. Leans in with the right hand. No good. Tap, no good. Rebound brought down by Molson. So Dixie can't get the basket that time. Parrish missed, and Stevenson missed 2 taps at it. Ready to come in will be Dan Bell shortly. Into forecourt comes number 12, Tim Stewart. 4 corner offense by Erie. I don't think he'll stay in that for long. Molson into the corner. It goes to Dave Tater, 22-21, Dixie by 1 point. Trying to set up some one-on-one situation. Swagger, cut off by Parrish, forces the shot, correction. Russell forces the shot up and in and hits it. Inbounds comes to Brent Wade, switching leads, 23-22. Wade shovels the pass to Schreiner, has the ball knocked out of bounds by Erie. Schreiner juggled the basketball as he got it just a little bit. Gonzaveri hollering for the double dribble on Brent Wade, may have an argument. Brent Stevenson to sit down and Dan Bell to come in. Stevenson with six first-half baskets. Needs a breather. 23-22. Erie out in front. Bell trying to inbound it. Gets it underneath to Parrish. Muscle shot. No good. Rebound. Partially deflected. Taken by Ray Salters. So Parrish under pressure, and they're letting some physical contact go. 23-22. Erie with the basketball. At the angle, it goes to Molson, and they'll go into the full-court offense and try to go one-on-one with the Dixie kids. Molson against Schreiner. Leaves it out in front for Blaine Russell. Seems to be the best one-on-one player. Russell penetrates. 10-foot jump shot up. Banks, no good. Rebound taken by Dan Bell. Outlet pass comes to Brent Wade. Three-on-three fast break. Wade to Parrish. Holds up. Shovel pass underneath to Henry. Leans in with the right hand. Banks it home. They call a blocking foul on Erie. Henry gets the basket, and Swagger gets the blocking foul. Darryl Lewis, the official, gives the signal. Russell. Keep wanting to call Russell Swagger all the time. It's Blaine Russell with his first. That's only the third team foul. Ricky Henry got the pass from Parrish on the post-up position and gives Dixie a one-point lead, 24-23. Dixie trying to get a two-point lead. Ricky Henry at the free throw line. First free throw of the night for the Rebels, and it's good. Ricky Henry, 3 points on the night. 25-23. Dixie by two with 9:05 left in the first half. And, yes, you have to look for one of these teams to go over 100 points tonight. Molson against Bell. Head fakes in the lane. Leans in with a right-hander. Banks it. No good. Rebound. Battle for off the hands of Schreiner. Taken at the baseline by Salters. And Erie to open it up once again. Trying to open up and set up one-on-one situations. Pass goes underneath the Salters. Turnaround right-hander over Schreiner. No good. Rebound. Taken by Molson. Leans in with a right-hand shovel shot. No good. Rebound. Battle for Ricky Henry has it. Henry looks for help, comes out on the fast dribble. Henry into forecourt, dishes off to Parrish in the corner. Left alone, takes the 18-footer, no good. Rebound, Ricky Henry. Muscle shot with the left hand, no good. Tap by Bell, no good. Tap by Bell, good. Dan Bell with a second effort. Gets it up and in. Dixie, 27-23. Jump shot by Salters, banks home on the fast break. Brings it back within two. Fast break the other way. Brent Wade leans in with the right-hander. Banks it too hard. And there is a foul. Is it on Wade or is it a blocking foul on Erie? It may be on Salter. And Wade may shoot a couple. No, they say the foul is on Wade after the shot ran over Salter. So Dixie with team foul number five. Ready to come back in is Robert Maxwell and Ricky Henry to sit down. Right now, five team fouls on Dixie, three on Erie, and they're letting a lot of contact go. 8:08 left in the first half. 27-25, Dixie by two. Hot shooting Erie ball club. They got hot against the Cab last night and kept right after it. Dixie, man-to-man defense. Stewart, the signal. That open court, let's see what we can do. Post-up situation goes to Swagger. Turnaround right-hander by Swagger. Up, no good. Rebound gathered in finally by Maxwell. No on the floor. Finally gathered by Erie, but out of bounds, off the end line. Scramble for the basketball. First and 10 at about the 5-yard line. It's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. 7:46 left in half, 27-25 Dixie. Erie taking all Dixie can hand out and dishing it right back. Inbounds comes to Maxwell. Maxwell being chased by Stewart, looks for help. Trying to find Schreiner. Reach-in foul will go to Stewart. Stewart knocks the ball away, picks up his first personal. That's the fourth team foul on Erie. Out of bounds to Dixie. Common foul. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Ready to come into the lineup will be number 13. Number 33. Ray Salter is back into the lineup. And to sit down will be Stacy Cooper, who was in there just briefly. Cooper came in on the last timeout. Ready to inbound. That's it to Wade. Wade, 18-footer. Good. Brent Wade from the angle. Drops home his first one. 29-25 into forecourt. Salters leans in with the right hand, partially deflected, but into the hands of Russell, who brings it home. Correction, the Ray Swagger, 24 this time. Wade down the lane, dishes off to Maxwell. Maxwell from 18, too long, rebound Wade, right back to the basket, shovels off to Schreiner, and they call a foul on Wade after the shot. Wade runs over an Erie ball player again, and that's the 16th foul, second personal on Wade. Wade went into the middle of it and came up with his second personal foul. That's 16 fouls on Dixie, 29-27, and Erie has the basketball again. Erie beating Dixie back on defense a few times and getting that close-in 10-footer. Good ball club, good quick ball club with a little muscle. At the angle, it goes to Plain Russell, one of the spark plugs early. Taylor, in deep, it goes to Salters. Salters turns around, right hands one over Schreiner, no good. Rebound taken down by Parrish. In pressure. Lead pass comes to Maxwell to Wade. All alone, Wade banks it home. Maxwell with the assist. Brent Wade out in front of everybody gives Dixie a four-point lead. 31-27 with 6:42 left in the first half of play. Much better ball game for Dixie. Erie played fairly well the first game out, but this is a better performance for them, too. Swagger at the point, goes on the right side to Stewart, gets around Wade, puts the shot up under pressure, rebound, juggled four, brought down by Schreiner. Outlet pass taken by Bell. Lead pass to Wade, who lays it up, goaltending. Russell knocks it away, and Brent Wade has his third basket of the game. 33-27, timeout Erie with 6:20 left and a half, back in 60 seconds, Dixie with the lead. Personal foul. Erie has shot a lot of two-shot fouls, and that's because they penetrate and have a lot of good old street basketball moves. 33-29. Dixie had a six-point lead. Molson shooting two. First shot good. Erie shooting well from the free throw line. 5, 6, 8, 4, 9 from the free throw line as a team. Dixie is 1-for-1. Molson, second shot up and good. Make it 9-for-10. 90% free throw shooting as a team for Erie. They're shooting very well. 33-31, Dixie by 2 points with 5:04 left in the first half of play. Parrish into forecourt, leaves it for Robert Maxwell. Maxwell wants to make the move, trying to find Stevenson is back in. The bounce pass is kicked out of bounds by Moulton, out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt. Ricky Henry about ready to come back in. Henry may be in. Let's see who he replaced. Maybe in replacing Brent Wade. Wade to sit down. Wade is given 6 strong points. Gets a hand from the Dixie fans. And Ricky Henry to take his shots at it. Bell inbounds to Avery and Parrish along the baseline. Ball pass underneath to Stevenson. Gets away and gets the basket. 14 points to Brent Stevenson. Jump pass underneath goes to Swagger, who lays it up and in. And once again, Erie beats Dixie down the floor. Back to a two-point lead. 35-33, reminiscent of the Highland Park Moberly game last night. Henry out in front to Maxwell at the angle to Stevenson, trying to get it to Bell. Does so. At the high post, Bell to Maxwell. 18-footer, good, and Robert Maxwell, after missing his first, has his first basket. 37-33, into forecourt comes Molson. Dixie will drop into that man-to-man defense. At the angle, it goes to Russell, trying to get away from Parrish. Russell loses the ball off the toenail, the big toe, the great toe of Dan Bell. Back into the lineup comes Stewart to sit down, maybe Russell. Yes, Russell to come out and Stewart to come back in. Swagger, 6'3", guard, and quick. Two inbounds for Erie, 37-33, Dixie by 4 points. Swagger looking for somebody, comes into the corner to Molson, who will take the shot out of the corner and miss everything. Into the air and into the palms of Brent Stevenson. Lead pass intended for Parrish, knocked away and stolen by William Molson. Wasn't quite high enough. Lead pass comes the other way. Head fake by Taylor, doesn't take the shot. Out in front it goes to Stewart, misses wild to the left. Rebound Dan Bell, triple team. Bell, outlet pass comes to Henry. Henry, lead pass comes to Avery and Parrish. Has one man to beat. Bounce pass to Henry underneath. Lays it up. There will be a foul. This one will go to William Molson. Molson with his first and Ricky Henry to shoot a couple of free throws. That's only the 15th foul on Erie. And Ricky Henry to the free throw line. Dixie leads by 4, 37-33. Nothing is easy from this point. You're down to the final 16 in this tournament. By the end of the tonight, it'll be down to the final four for the championship. Shot up and good by Ricky Henry. Dixie wanting to assure themselves nothing worse than fourth place in the nation. A chance for third, a chance for second, and definitely a chance for the championship. Second shot up and good, and Henry is hit two. 5 points on the night for Ricky Henry. 39-33, Dixie out by 6 again. Dixie is led by 8 at one point, 16-8. At the point, Tim Stewart against Maxwell. Opening things up to Molson at the angle. Back out in front it comes to Stewart. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. At the left angle it comes to Molson. At the point it goes to Tater. Right side to Swagger. In deep it goes to the postman. Salters, his shot partially deflected, taken off the backboard by Ricky Henry. Bounce pass under pressure, stolen by Erie. Back out in front it comes to Stewart. Jump shot up and it will not go, but the foul will be on Maxwell. Henry trying to force the shot, and Erie with hands everywhere, quick hands. Henry lost the ball and ended up with a foul on Maxwell. Robert with his first. To the free throw line goes Erie, and it seems like every foul that Erie has drawn from Dixie has ended up with two shots. Coming to the Cats. K-A-T-S. That's the way they spell their mascot. Stewart hits the first of the two-shot fouls. 6 points on the night for Stewart. Stewart on the year averaging 11. Shot up and good. So it's no strange situation for the point guard to score. 39-35. Back to a four-point lead for Dixie. Parrish cruising into forecourt at the free throw line. Looks for help. Goes to the angle to Stevenson. Stevenson trying to find Parrish back. Now gets the pass. And they call a foul. Reach in on Swagger. And that should be number two on Swagger. And should be the 16 foul. Swagger, as Parrish tried to post up, commits his second. Last foul that Erie can give. It's 1-1 for Dixie the rest of the way. 3:05 left in a ball game. The question is, Dixie has superior height. Erie has matched Dixie with quickness. Bell to inbound. Lob underneath, over the head of Stevenson. Stolen by Erie. 3-on-1. Ball stolen away by Maxwell. Henry bothered. Maxwell came up with a steal. Free throw line. Jump shot short. Rebound taken by Parrish. Back from five. No good. Rebound Bell. And there's a foul. Stewart on the back of Dan Bell. Tim Stewart with the foul. Dixie with the free throws. Dan Bell to shoot 1-on-1 on the rebound. 2:51 left. 3-on-2. And Henry, with a little flick of the fingertip, knocked the ball away, and Maxwell sent it back the other way. Dan Bell at the free throw line to shoot 1-on-1. Needs the first to get the second. Bell with a couple of baskets so far tonight. Bell is moving up on the all-time Dixie College scoring list. Shot good by Dan Bell. Bell has already broke a tie with Eric Slaymaker for number 20 on the all-time list, and has moved past Tom Roberts now into number 19 on the all-time scoring list. Second shot by Bell. Good. Dan Bell with 6 points on the night. Dixie by six again. 41-35. Late pass comes to Salters. Salters looks for help. Comes out to the point to Stewart. Left angle. It goes to Swagger. Head fakes along the baseline. Doesn't take the shot. Dixie back on defense into that 3-2 zone. Brings it out in front to Stewart. On the right side, it goes to Molson. Molson's liable to shoot from out there. And Erie can shoot from out in front, but they like to take it in deep. Molson at the angle, penetrates, can't get the shot away. Brings it way out in front to Stewart. Stewart top of the key, right side, it goes to Molson, trying to get away from Maxwell. Cannot, cut off by Maxwell. Molson looks cross court, goes to Salters. Salters head fakes, ball stripped away by Henry, picked up by Stewart. Erie with the basketball. Dixie leads by six. Lob pass into the corner to Swagger. Left alone by Brent Stevenson. Bounce pass comes way out in front to Stewart. Back to Swagger. 41-35. Dixie by six. Lob pass comes way out in front to Stewart. 2:05 left in the first half. Erie being patient. Dixie's zone defense clogging the middle. Stewart top of the key doesn't take the shot. To Molson. Dixie into the corner comes to Swagger. Dixie with the defense. 3-2 zone clogging the middle and frustrating Erie right now. At the point, it goes to Molson. Down into the corner, it goes to Tater. Has an ocean, doesn't take the shot. To Stewart. Good defense by Dixie on that 3-2 zone. The only team I've seen play a 3-2 zone in this tournament. Out in front, it comes to Stewart. To the baseline, it goes to Swagger, who dropped in the jump shot from 12 over Stevenson. 12 points to Swagger. Lead pass to Henry. Too big. Almost saved by Parrish. Throws it right back into the hands of Swagger. Here comes Erie on the fast break. Stewart leans in. Shot no good. Offensive foul. Stewart, that's three. Tim Stewart has his third, and the point guard in big foul trouble. Maxwell got there. Stewart did the little sidestep into Maxwell, and apparently that may have been what Neil Roberts was talking about. Those young men sidestepping into our kids. That's why they're drawing it. 4-point lead by Dixie. 41-37, a minute 23. Left in the first half. Lead pass comes to Avery and Parrish. Parrish walking it into forecourt. 41-37 Dixie. Parrish looks for help. Goes to the point to Ricky Henry. Henry, right at the point, trying to find somebody. Looks for help. Goes on the right side to Avery and Parrish. Parrish trying to find Stevenson. Makes the move. Parrish in the lane. Fall away five-footer. Banks up. No good. Rebound brought down by Henry, and they may call the foul. No, they call a foul on Henry. Don Silvery up and slams his hand on the scorer's table and may have an argument. Henry was the man behind, and they call a push-off foul on Erie. A push-off foul will go to whom? Number 4, no, correction. If it's number 12, that's Stewart, and that's 4 on Stewart. Tim Stewart with 4 big ones with a minute left, and Ricky Henry to shoot 1-on-1. They say Stewart pushed off. Stewart, frustrated, playing with 4 personal fouls into the lineup. Erie sending in whom? Looks like Russell again. Shot good by Ricky Henry. Dixie, 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Erie Community College, 11-for-12. So we're seeing some flat-dab free throw shooting tonight between these two ball clubs. 42-37 with a minute left in the first half. Henry trying to make it a six-point lead again. Shot up and good, and Henry does so. 7 points in the first half by Ricky Henry. Brent Wade and Ricky Henry to sit down and get the handshake from Steve Schreiner for his efforts. 43-37, Dixie by six with 57 seconds left in the first half. Utah versus New York, if you will. That's what they have on the scoreboard. In the corner, Swagger, who has a hot hand, along with Russell for Erie, goes to the left side to Salters, who had the hot hand last time out, to Russell, goes around his man. Travel call on Russell. As Russell trying to go around Bell, drug the pivot foot. Turnover by Erie, making some mistakes. Dixie with the basketball. Wade and Abraham Parrish in backcourt. Wade gets the ball against Russell. Head fakes. Comes into front court with a left-handed dribble. Wade leaves it for Abraham Parrish. Parrish looks for help. Parrish down the sidelines. It goes to Dan Bell. Trying to give it back to Parrish. Cannot. To Robert Maxwell. 25 seconds left. Dixie probably to go for the last shot. 43-37. Man-to-man defense by Erie. Brent Wade against Blaine Russell. Goes around his man. Leaves it for Abraham Parrish. Parrish leaves it out in front to Robert Maxwell. Almost had the steal. Molson took a shot at it. And Maxwell to Wade leaves it for Stevenson, who slams it home. Two-handed slam dunk. 4 seconds left in the first half. Salters in the lane lays it up. It will fall off to the right end of first half. 60-45, Erie 37. Back in 2 minutes.
You know, some food chains stretch their...
Dixie matching their widest margin of the ball game with the slam dunk by Stevenson at the end of the first half. Jump shot short. Up over Stevenson by Tater. Rebound taken by Henry. Down on the... Flipping down as Robert Maxwell loses the dribble. Coming back the other way as Molson leans in with a right-handed shot. And they call the foul on Molson after the shot. Henry took a charge from Molson. Molson gets the basket, but also gets the foul. And that's number two on William Molson. Dixie, first half shot 100% from the free throw line, 53% from the field. Erie shot 46% from the field, 92% from the free throw line. Not too bad. Full court pressure by Erie. Robert Maxwell breaks it on the dribble against Molson. Goes to the high post to Stevenson. Turns around. A little more active defense by Erie. Stevenson gets it to Ricky Henry. Abraham Parrish has been shut down by a lot of teams, but they know that Abe is there. Abe, turn around, fall away, 10-footer. Banks home, and Abraham Parrish has points 5 and 6 on the night. Two away from 800 on the season for Abraham Parrish. Become the first Dixie player ever to score 800. This year, he has already set a season scoring record and a career scoring record with the Rebels. Out in front, it comes to Molson. Dixie 47, Erie College 39. Out in front, Tater, away from the action, will take the jump shot over Stevenson, and short again. Rebound, long rebound, comes to Swagger. Jump shot up and banks home. And Swagger, let's double check, see if that is Swagger or Salters. I believe it was Swagger. Hit the basket. That's points 13 and 14. 47-41, Dixie by six. Bounce pass goes to Parrish. Turn around, fall away, 10-footer. Good, and Abraham Parrish coming alive. 8 points, posts up at about 10-foot level. 49-41, Dixie by eight, and Parrish, the leading scorer for Dixie, had only four in the first half, starting to come alive. At the angle, Russell against Parrish in the lane, lean in with the right hand, will bank home, and they'll call a foul on Stevenson. Russell has thrown up some wild shots and had them go in. Russell having a red-hot night. 11 points on the night for Blaine Russell, 49-43, and Stevenson with only his first personal of the night. 18-12 left in the ballgame, 49-43, and this promises to be tight right down to the end. Got a kick out of Tony Zockel from Bradshaw Ford. I mention that because he's one of the sponsors on this broadcast. Every year they come back here and bring a whole bunch of hats and say either Dixie or Dixie Rebels or whatever, and they hand them out to the fans, and there's a huge contingent of fans. Shot up by Russell. Good. And Russell now, with the only miss from the free throw line, still is 4-for-5. Back to a 5-point lead, 49-44. Parrish looks for help, and there's a reach-in foul, and it will go to Blaine Russell. Russell with his second. That's a common foul. And that will be team foul number two on Erie. This half, out of bounds to Dixie at side court, leading by five. Bell looks for help, gets it inbounds to Parrish, trying to go away from Swagger, shoots over Swagger from 10, shot no good, long rebound brought by Parrish, bounce pass intended for Henry, right into the hands of Blaine Russell. 3-on-2, fast break, Russell dishes off to Molson, shot blocked and taken away by Dan Bell. Outlet pass comes to Robert Maxwell. Bell just blocked the shot, took it right out of the air. Maxwell goes around Molson, penetrates to the free throw line. At the angle, it goes to Parrish. Head fakes, bounce pass underneath to Stevenson, and I guess it will be a push-off against Stevenson. Shoved off with the right hand to get free. Stevenson has his second personal. Stevenson active underneath at 16 first-half points. 49-44, Dixie by 5, and Dixie trying to expand out, cannot. Couple of turnovers. 17-39 left in the game. Dixie by 5 points. Erie and Dixie both want to be among the final four. Bob pass goes to the postman. Salters turns around against Dan Bell. Double team on Salters. Clears it into the corner to Swagger, who can shoot. Out in front, it comes to Molson. Back to Swagger. Back to Molson. Back to Swagger. Trying to find the postman underneath. Dixie trying to clog that middle. Back to Swagger. Head fakes. Doesn't take the shot. It goes in deep to Salters. Hook shot up over Bell. Good. Salters posts up and gets points 7 and 8. Dixie leads by 3, 49-46. Maxwell looks for help. At the angle, it goes to Ricky Henry, trying to find Parrish underneath. Cannot. Henry dishes off to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell, one-on-one with Molson. Maxwell gets it to Bell. Wants to go to the high post to Stevenson. Instead, hands it off to Ricky Henry. Dixie being patient on the offense. Henry penetrates, trying to get it to Bell. Cannot. Throws it out in front to Parrish. Parrish in the lane, has the ball dribbled away. Whirls, one-bounce dribble, double dribble on Parrish. A lot of reach in by Erie with the quick hands. They keep knocking the ball away, and Neil Roberts complaining. I think to the team, not so much to the officials, but to the team to get things going again. 49-46 into forecourt. It comes to Salters, goes around Bell. Layback shot, no good. Rebound spiked away on the floor, picked up by Stevenson. Hustle after the basketball. Henry picked up the foul, reaching across Salters. Scramble for the basketball. Henry pleading for the travel call. And gets the foul instead. That's number 2 on Ricky Henry. Common foul, out of bounds. That's the 13th foul on Dixie this half. Brent Wade in and Ricky Henry to sit down. 49-46. Dixie has scored 4 points in the second half. Erie has come back at Dixie. Out of the corner, jump shot Swagger over the basket. Rebound Parrish. Parrish looks for help. Gets it to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell, across the 10-second line, will be picked up by Molson. Erie playing much better defense tonight than they did against DeKalb County. Maxwell gets it to Brent Wade. Wade against Walker. Pass on the right side goes to Bell. Trying to find Parrish underneath. Gets to Stevenson. Layback shot. No good. Hung on the rim and came off. Stevenson had it hang as Bell almost had the assist. 49-46. Dixie has not scored for a while. Has only scored 4 points in the first 4 minutes. Out in front, it comes to Molson. To Swagger. Back to Molson. Back to Swagger. Law pass goes in deep to Salters. Head fakes, trying to shoot over Bell, cannot. Law pass comes way out in front to Molson. Back to Salters. Gets away. Jump shot. Banks home over Stevenson. And Salters has 10 points on the night. Dixie now with just a 1-point lead, led by 8 at the half. Erie has outscored Dixie by 7 in the second half. Maxwell looks for help to Brent Wade. Wade gets away at the free throw line. Dishes off to Stevenson. Head fakes, leans in. 5-footer, no good. There will be a foul. Foul may go to Taylor. Correction, may go to Jeff Richardson, who came into the lineup last time when we didn't look. Let's see who gets it. Schreiner in for Dixie. Dan Bell to sit down. The foul will go to whom? It looks like Ray Salters with his second. That's the third team foul, and Brent Stevenson to shoot a couple of free throws. First shot by Stevenson, up and short. And Brent Stevenson, who was red hot the first half, now has missed the basket. An easy layup and missed the first free throw. That's the first miss from the free throw line for Dixie tonight. 16 first half points. Stevenson misses the second one. Has missed two straight free throws. Erie with a chance to take the lead. Driving a Swagger. Leans in, right hands at home. And Ray Swagger has a hot hand. Erie has come back to wipe out an 8-point lead. Suddenly it's 50-49 Erie. And Dixie looking for the offense again. Brett Wade, right side it goes to Brent Stevenson. At the angle, it goes to Avery and Parrish. Parrish head fakes along the baseline. Under pressure, steps on the end line. Out of bounds, and Erie is clogging up Dixie's offense. Dixie coming to the sidelines is Stevenson. In is Dan Bell. Dixie wants a timeout with 15:03 left. 50-49 Erie back in 60 seconds.
Dixie Sunshine Village Homes offer the greatest concept in southern Utah for spacious, private living. Priced from just $48,600 and now offering 8.75% ARM financing, you just can't afford not to buy. Why pay rent? See Dixie Sunshine Village models open daily except Sunday from 10 a.m. till dark. offered exclusively by Go Realty, 1840 West, 1100 North, north of the 7-Eleven on Dixie Downs Road. And as a tribute to our team, you're offered a free refrigerator with any home purchased by March 30th.
What's the best part of Burger King's new breakfast sandwich? The croissandwich.
I think it's the croissant that really makes it taste so good.
Croissant, that's what it is.
Well, I think it's better than an English muffin.
Say the sandwich.
What?
The sandwich.
What's the best part of Burger King's new croissandwich?
Can I taste it again?
You decide.
Are you hungry?
I like it.
For Burger King now.
I've never had one of these.
No.
Try the delicious new croissandwich at participating Burger King restaurants.
Dixie has been outscored 13-4 in the first 5 minutes of the second half, and Erie has a one-point lead in the basketball against full court pressure. Inbounds comes to Blaine Russell. Russell into forecourt, right down the lane, lays it up with the left hand, and goes all the way, wire to wire, for the basket. 15-4. Dixie's been outscored, and Erie leads by three, 52-49. Maxwell in backcourt gets in front of Moulton, has the ball dribbled away. The fourth team foul on Erie. Parrish to shoot free throws. Brent Stevenson missed two free throws a short time ago. Those are the first two misses of the night for Dixie. 14:43 left in a game. It may be that neither team will reach 100 points. Parrish. Shot up and good. Avery and Parrish. 9 points on the night on a 24-plus average. Avery and Parrish, normally a good pressure free throw shooter. Parrish and Maxwell, you like there. Dan Bell has been a good pressure free throw shooter. And the same thing with Brent Stevenson. 52-50. Erie by 2 points with 14:43 left in the game. Second shot good. Now to a one-point game, and Parrish has 10 points on the night. 52-51 into forecourt. Moulton. Moulton will pull back out of way. Erie to try to set up at the angle. And goes to Swagger against Parrish. Pass in deep goes to Salters. Head fakes. Can't get the shot away. Pass deflected by Parrish. Put up by Swagger and goes in. Swagger, three baskets this half. Once again, it's a three-point lead. Erie 54, Dixie 51, and the Cats are red hot. Maxwell at the angle, looks for help. Gets it to Dan Bell at the free throw line. Left angled away, trying to find somebody underneath to Bell. Back to Schreiner in the lane. Bang, shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Schreiner. Follows it up, no good. Too hard. And they call a foul, I think, on Bell. No, correction. It will be on Erie. And if it is, it's on Richardson. Richardson with a shove off underneath. The reserve center has not really done that much, has not scored that much for Erie. But that's the 15 foul on the Cats. It's out of bounds to Dixie. Break for Dixie. 14:06 left in the game. And Dixie's offense has gone flat, at least the shooting touch. Inbounds comes to Wade. Out in front it comes to Robert Maxwell against Erie. Maxwell looks for help. Leaves it for Brent Wade. Wade, free throw line, doesn't take the shot. Gets it to Maxwell at the angle. 18-footer. Maxwell in and out. Goes in, comes right back out. Rebound brought down by Erie. And Dixie can't buy a basket suddenly. Shades of the Dixie Yavapai game a number of years ago in the region. Getting away as Moulton lays it up and hangs and falls. 5-point lead. Dixie has scored but 6 points in almost 6.5 minutes of the second half. 56-51, and Dixie's got to turn on the afterburners. Driving is Wade. Lays it up and in. Wade went right to the basket. Has 8 points. 56-53. Into forecourt comes Russell. Looks for help. Goes to the high post. Salters back to Swagger. Erie has not missed for a while. They put up a lot of shots that have hung on a rim and have fallen. Salters give and go to Swagger. Under pressure, good! Swagger from 12. And Erie College with Swagger with 20 points, putting the pressure on Dixie. Full court pressure, 58-53. 5-point lead again by Erie. Maxwell into forecourt, trying to get the offense going. Maxwell shovels to Schreiner, leans up and in with a 5-footer. Steve Schreiner, 6 points on the night, and the freshman comes through, 58-55 at the angle. Salters in underneath, and goes to Swagger, reach-in foul on Parrish. Parrish has his second. It's out of bounds to Erie under their own basket. Fourth team foul on Dixie. Erie, with some emotion flowing now. Ready to come in will be Dave Tater as Jeff Richardson sits down. Richardson gave some quality time defensively. 12:47 left in the ballgame. 58-55 Erie. Dixie led by 8 at one point. Erie has had a 5-point lead. That's the widest margin, and that came early here in the second half. Swagger against Bell in the lane. Fall away 12-footer up. No good. High for the rebound to Schreiner. Just muscling that one away. To Brent Wade. Wade forces the fast break to Parrish. Lean in shot. No good. They call a blocking foul on Erie. Parrish will shoot. Trailing official. Parrish wants the goaltend. Will they get it? I don't think they will not. Blocking foul. Two shots coming up for Parrish. Parrish wanted the goaltend. The foul will be on Dave Cater, his first, and that's a 16 foul. So Dixie will shoot free throws the rest of the way. 58-55. Dixie trails by three to Erie College with 12:31 left in the game. At the free throw line, Avery and Parrish. And you're listening to Dixie College basketball on KDXU, St. George, Utah. 58-55. Erie out in front. Parrish shot up, soft, hangs and falls. A little bit of an Alfred Hitchcock shot. Plenty of suspense before it finally went down through. 58-56. Two-point lead by Erie. Dixie trying to bring it back. Trying to make it four unanswered points. 12:31 left. Shot up. Good. Abraham Parrish. 12 points on the night. 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Lead pass stolen by Parrish. Almost stolen. Parrish goes up and over the scorer's table and ends up flat on his back. And getting up very slowly as he went up and over, dived over the scorer's table, and Parrish is down and getting up very slowly. Bruce Williams rushing to his aid along the sidelines. Parrish diving after the pass, almost stole it. Parrish gets up and gets an ovation from the fans. Parrish will be okay. We'll come back in. Great effort. Shaking up. Good, ready to come back in. Brent Stevenson will be back in and may have Parrish sit down for a minute. Abraham Parrish gets a pat on the back from Ray Swagger. It's out of bounds to Erie. Neil Roberts, thinking that Dixie had saved the ball inbounds, could not. It's out of bounds to Erie. 58-57, Erie by one. Inbounds comes to Salter. It's passed, blocked out of bounds by Dan Bell. Dan Bell, who has been jumping extremely well the last three or four ball games, batted what was a little bit of a lazy pass right back out of bounds. 58-57, inbounds to Salters. In the lane, went up with a shot. Bell was up there with him, forces the turnover. Travel by Salters. The effort by Parrish. You may look at that a little later and see if that will be the key. Parrish's effort, diving over the scorer's table. Dixie with a chance to take the lead. Inbounds comes to Maxwell, trying to beat the pressure. Maxwell picked up quickly by Salter, still in backcourt. Robert Maxwell leaves it for Brent Wade. Wade into forecourt, to the baseline to Schreiner. Bounce pass underneath the Bell. Gets away, puts it up and in, but the foul will be up at forehand. And it will be on Molson. Bell will shoot 1-1. Molson has his third off the bench. Dan Bell is shooting 1-1 tonight, has 6 points. Into the lineup comes Jeff Richardson. To sit down will be Dave Tater. Tater, more of an offensive threat at that center position, about 7 points a game. Richardson, only three a game. Dan Bell at the free throw line. Bell at the free throw line to try to get his points. 58-57. Shot up, good. Bell has tied the ball game at 58. 5 unanswered points by Dixie. 12:08 left in a ball game, 58-58 tie. Dixie trying to take back the control from Erie College. Shot by Dan Bell. Up and good. And Bell is at 4 straight, 8 points on the night, 59-58. Dixie has taken the lead with 6 unanswered points of their own. And Dixie with a 3-2 zone will try to clog that Erie defense. Out in front it goes. To Richardson in deep to Salters, double teamed along the baseline, can't get the pass away, finally gets it out to Swagger. At the point it goes to Molson. Molson, top of the key, jump shot over Bell, up, no good, high for the rebound. Stevenson loses it, picked up, no good, rebound. Stevenson going after it on his back as Salters finally puts it up, no good. Rebound battle for, finally off the foot of Erie. Do they call a foul on Maxwell? Unbelievable! They allowed a lot of contact. Stevenson was mashed underneath. Schreiner was mashed underneath. And then they called a reach-in foul on Maxwell. They're allowing him to hit the boards. That's a common foul. Out of bounds to Erie. 5 team fouls on Dixie. Break for Erie this time. Inbound comes to Russell. Quickly across the top of that zone, it goes to Swagger. Back out in front, it comes to Molson. Folsom looking for Swagger. He has the hot hand to Russell. Ball pass on the right side to Swagger. Bounce pass comes to Russell. 3-2 zone by Dixie. Has clocked it. Ball almost stolen by Maxwell. Gets it back to Swagger. Baseline jump shot. Good. Ray Swagger. Swagger with 5 baskets this half. I have him for 22 on the night. 60-59. Erie has taken the lead back. Full court pressure again by the Cats. Inbounds comes to Robert Maxwell. Good guard triumvirate. Maxwell, Wade, and Henry all have had their moments in this game. At the angle, it goes to Schreiner. Schreiner, the youngest man on the team for Dixie, goes to the high post to Stevenson. Head fakes in the lane. Drives, lays it up short. Rebound brought down by Schreiner. They call a blocking foul on Stevenson. Maybe a break the other way. It looked like Stevenson ran over his man, and they called a blocking foul. Did they call it on Stevenson or on Erie? No, they did call it on Stevenson. It looked like they were going to call it on Erie for a moment, but Stevenson now has his third personal as he went to the basket. Turnover by Dixie. 10:56 left in the game. Erie shooting unbelievably hot. Has a one-point lead. Double-teamed. Russell dishes off to Swagger. Swagger can shoot from outside. Looking for somebody to pass it to. Swagger, one of the outstanding players for Erie in last season's tournament. Swagger trying to set up the one-on-one situation to go with Schreiner into the corner. It goes to Salters. Back to Swagger. Swagger wants the one-on-one with Schreiner. 60-59. Erie. To play a little cat and mouse right now. Salters, they have the holding foul on Wade away from the action. Trying to hold Russell going through. Wade now has his third personal foul, and it's a one-on-one situation coming up for Erie. 10:24 left in the game, and this is going to be a tight one. Dixie has played extremely well, except for a period early in the second half of cold shooting. Dixie getting the shots, but not having them fall. Parrish. Back into the lineup to have Steve Schreiner sit down. At the free throw line, Russell to shoot 1-1. Everybody in 1-1 the rest of the way. Russell is 4-for-5 on the night. Shot up and good. According to the official totals, one of the baskets for Russell belonged to Russell in the first half. And so, actually, Swagger has 20 points and not 22. And Russell now has 16, which is above his average. Second shot, good. Russell hits 6-for-7 from the free throw line. Erie leads by 3, 62-59. Wade in backcourt to bring it across the 10-second line against Moulton. Wade right to the free throw line, lays it for Robert Maxwell. Maxwell looks for help. Maxwell at the point. Bounce pass goes at the angle to Brent Stevenson, trying to find Parrish underneath. Law pass goes to Parrish. Double team. Parrish wants to go baseline. Cannot. Gets it out in front of Dan Bell. To Brent Wade. Dixie needs to be patient with the offense now. 62-59 Erie. Back out in front, it comes to Dan Bell. Cross court, it goes to Robert Maxwell. Trying to find Parrish. Maxwell backs away. Gets it to Stevenson. Stevenson double team. Gets it to Brent Wade. Wade at the free throw line. Takes the jump shot and misses. Long rebound comes to Bell. Bell in the lane. Leans back with a 5-footer. Good. Dan Bell. 10 points. Bell in double figures, 62-61. Coming the other way, the trainer, Jeff Richardson, gets the basketball. It's 62-61 Erie. They want to go one-on-one again. Russell to go one-on-one with Wade. Russell in the lane, cut off quickly by Stevenson. Out in front, it comes to Swagger. It's going to be one-on-one street basketball for a while. Swagger trying to find somebody. Goes in deep to Salters. Turns around against Bell. Shot under pressure. They call a foul on Bell with the body. Swagger gave a little shove to Bell as Bell came down. Bell now has his second personal, and Salters will shoot two. 62-61, and I think Neil Roberts is looking for similar calls on the other side. 9:20 left in the ballgame. Two different styles of basketball, Western style versus the Eastern style. Right now, the Eastern style has the one-point advantage, 62-61. When you get to this point, everybody's good. Salters, first shot up. Short, hangs, and falls. Hung on the rim, went across, and came down through. 11 points. And Erie, maybe the underdog team, the Cinderella team. Not that big, but quick. Were eliminated twice in two straight games last year by good shooting efforts by some of the powers. Second shot up and good. And Salters now makes it a three-point lead and ranked number 12 in the country. 64-61. Erie by three again with 9:15 left in the game. Wade goes right to the basket. Dishes off to Parrish. Parrish puts the bank shot up. No good. Rebound taken by Bell. Stolen by Richardson. Erie with the basketball. And Erie will go into the four corners again and try to set up the one-on-one situation. Maxwell against Moulton. Reaches around. Moulton in the lane. Comes out on the dribble. Bring it out to Lane Russell against Maxwell. Double team. Russell gets away in the lane. Russell lays it up and in, and Russell goes right to the basket. 5-point lead by Erie, matching their widest margin. Quickly it comes to Parrish in the corner. Parrish looks for help. Out in front it goes to Bell. Wants to get it to Parrish, cannot. To Stevenson at the angle. Gets to Parrish in the lane. Parrish gets away, lays it up. No good! Rebound brought down by Erie. Parrish had the layup and missed it. 66-61, and Dixie shooting, not there. The offense is there. The offense is being run, but the shooting is not. 66-61 Erie, and Dixie, with a cold spell in the second half, will have to come back hard. Molson out away from action. We'll go one-on-one with Brent Wade, and it will be challenge versus challenge. In-your-face basketball, if you will. Swagger, shut off by Parrish. Almost a five-second violation. The pass to Molson. 8 minutes exactly left in the game, and it's going to be a nail-biter coming down the wire. Molson gets it out in front to Russell. Russell gets away, dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. Into the lineup comes Steve Schreiner. Schreiner to come in and Stevenson to sit down. 66-61. Dixie trails by 5, and Erie will put on the full court pressure. Dan Bell to inbound. 7:50 left in the ballgame. Dixie has 5 points to overcome, and Erie has played extremely well. Dixie has played well, but the shooting has gone south for a little while. Schreiner, long pass underneath the Parrish. Gets away, banks it. No, it will be a goal can. Parrish has the 2 points anyway. Erie touched it off the backboard. 66-63. Dixie's taken 2 points off that margin. And Erie leads by 3. Russell cut off by Wade. Russell into forecourt. We'll try to go one-on-one again, and that's what Erie's strategy is. Go one-on-one. Dixie's defense will have to tell. Parrish bumps into Russell and knew it all the way. That's the third personal on Parrish. Russell will shoot one-on-one. Tim Stewart to come back into the lineup. Has not played in the second half with 4 personal fouls, and the fact that they could go this long and get the lead without Stewart means a big difference. Ricky Henry ready to come back in. Henry will be in replacing whom? Either Maxwell or Wade. Neil Roberts giving some instruction to Maxwell. Wade, I believe, will be the man to sit down, so it'll be Maxwell and Henry. 66-63, and Ricky Henry to try to do some defensive work. Dixie trails by 3. Russell to shoot 1-1. Needs the first to get the second. 1-on-1 situation for everybody. 7 minutes, 25 seconds left in the game, and Erie has led much of the second half. Maxwell and Stewart with arms around each other, and forecourt shot up and good. Hangs on the rim and falls. Erie 6-for-6 in the second half from the free throw line. Tremendous effort from the free throw line for Erie. Make it 17 of 18 as a team. And have it at that. No goaltending. Ray Swagger went up and tried to bring it home, but they call it goaltending. So take away the free throw. 67-63. Out of bounds to Dixie at side court. Dixie trails by 4. Dan Bell to inbounds against full court pressure. Looks for help. Gets it to Avery and Parrish. Parrish into forecourt. Has 2 men to beat. Takes the 10-footer and misses. Rebound taken away by Robert Maxwell. Stolen back by Erie on the floor. And they call the travel call on Salters. Break for Dixie. A lot of body contact, and they call the travel on Salters. Out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt. 67-63, and Avery and Parrish still struggling with his shooting. Has 14 points on the night, though. Has not hit 20 points since the 31-point effort in the semifinals of the Region 18 championship. 67-63. 7:16 left in the ballgame. Erie by 4 points out in front of Dixie. And Dixie trying to come back in this ballgame. Bell looks for help. Trying to find somebody. Gets it inbounds to Robert Maxwell. Man-to-man defense by Erie. Very quick ball club. Maxwell gets it to Ricky Henry. Henry to Steve Schreiner. Schreiner has the notion, doesn't take the shot, to Parrish at the baseline. Clears it out in front to Maxwell. Head fakes in the lane. Maxwell lays it up. Will not go. Maxwell can't get it. Rebound brought down by Jeff Richardson. So Dixie missing layups. Going up hard and missing. Maxwell trying to come back with a steal against Stewart. Dogging Stewart, and Erie to play a little keep away. With 6:48 left in the ballgame, 67-63, Erie out in front. Ball knocked away by Ricky Henry. Henry and Stewart after it. Stewart tries to gather it in and does so in backcourt. Here comes Stewart again. Henry almost got the steal. Cross-court pass goes to Russell. Back out in front it comes to Stewart with a D at the end. To Swagger against Avery and Parrish. Swagger in the lane, bounce pass goes to Richardson. Blocking foul on Schreiner. Schreiner stepped in, didn't get there. That's third personal on Schreiner and Richardson to shoot 1-1. Dixie's shooting has let them down. The offense has run. Our offense has picked up some shots, but the shooting has let Dixie down here in the second half. 67-63. Dixie trails by four, and at the free throw line, Richardson to shoot 1-1. 6:23 left in the game. Shot by Richardson. No good. Rebound. Battle four. Taken by Schreiner. Hard-nosed freshman will not let that one get away. Lead pass comes to Dan Bell. Along the baseline. Loses it off his knee. Out of bounds. Dixie had the advantage. Erie hustling on the defense. And Erie senses a victory if they can maintain this pressure. Full court pressure by Dixie. Stewart in backcourt against Maxwell. Stewart trying to be cut off by Maxwell. Ball goes down. Stewart trying to find somebody to pass it to, and they call the travel on Stewart. Maxwell with the defense, allowing a little more contact, and Maxwell took advantage of it. It's a turnover by Erie. Dixie now needs to score. Dixie desperately needs to score. Bell inbounds to Robert Maxwell in backcourt. 6:05 left in the game. Maxwell trying to find Schreiner underneath. Goes to Henry at the point to Dan Bell. Bell trying to find Schreiner. Cannot get it there. Now gets it to Parrish at the baseline. Parrish pulls up with a 12-footer. Shot short. Rebound Ricky Henry under the basket. Muscle shot with the left hand. No good. Rebound brought down by Erie. Erie clogging the middle. Lead pass comes to Ray Salters. 4-point lead by the Cats. Dixie cannot get shots to fall. Dixie shooting a horrid shooting percentage the second half. Slogger over Parrish. Bank shot no good. Parrish with a rebound. Parrish comes out protecting the basketball. Leaves it for Maxwell. Dixie once again trails by just 4 points, 67-63, and it's been a while since either team has scored. Bell trying to find Schreiner, cannot. Out in front, Maxwell, top of the key, jump shot. Good, Robert Maxwell. Only his second basket of the night, cuts the margin to two, 67-65. It's been a long time since either team scored. Inbounds comes to Russell. Russell looks for help against Henry. Henry back on defense, double team, timeout call by Erie with 5:03 left in the game, 67-65. Erie back in 60 seconds. 67-65. Erie leads by 2 points. Brent Wade back in replacing Ricky Henry. 67-65. Erie by two. Dixie with 5 minutes and 3 seconds to come back in the ball game. But Erie has been playing extremely well and shooting very, very well in the second half, except for a brief stretch where Dixie kind of clogged things. Trying to inbound is Russell. Now inbounds to Swagger. Head fakes, can't get the shot away. Swagger clears it out in front to Richardson. Trying to head fake, goes to Salters. Salters back to number 24 into the lineup, Ray Swagger. Swagger trying to go one-on-one with Parrish. Goes in deep to Salters. Salters will shoot over Bell. Loses the basketball. Picked up by Brett Wade. 3-on-2. Wade in the middle lane. Dixie to be patient with the offense. Wade, hook pass goes to Maxwell. Underneath to Schreiner. Bank shot, good. Maxwell with the pass. Schreiner with the basket. 67-67 tie. Dixie to put the pressure on again. 4:33 left in the game, and Erie has been able to take the momentum right back each time Dixie has come back in this game. Swagger against Wade, Russell against Wade, puts the left-hander up and in. Russell with 12 second-half points. 23 on the night, 69-67. Maxwell in the lane, leaves it for Dan Bell, trying to find Parrish underneath. Gets it to Maxwell. Maxwell trying to find Schreiner, cannot. Maxwell leaves it for Brent Wade. Wade looks for help. Goes to Abraham Parrish at the point. Parrish, free throw line, makes the move. Fall away with a 15-footer. Good, Ace Parrish. Good time to find the shooting touch again. Ties the ball game at 69. 3:56 left in the game. Into forecourt, Stewart against Maxwell. Stewart wants to go one-on-one with Maxwell. Maxwell falls down. Stewart passes off to Swagger. Parrish reaches around, commits the foul, trying to go after Stewart. And Parrish now has 4 personal fouls. Double team on Stewart. Stewart will shoot free throws. Stewart, you have to think as a point guard, heady little ball player, ready to shoot free throws. 3:44 left in the ball game. 69-69. Erie has been crashing the boards following free throws. Dixie has to block out. At the free throw line, Stewart trying to break the tie. Shot good. Stewart is 3-for-3 from the free throw line. 7 points, first point in the second half. 70-69. Erie out in front of Dixie. Dixie really has played like Dixie in the first half. That was the extended time. Stewart, second shot, no good. Rebound by Bell, foul by Richardson. Richardson with number 3, Dan Bell, to shoot 1-1 with 3:43 left in the game. 70-69, Erie out in front. Dan Bell for the pressure free throw. As if 4 straight tonight, has 10 points on the night. on a 10-point average. And Dan Bell, the young man from Bountiful High School, played on the state championship team before he went on a mission. After playing as a freshman for Dixie, Parrish playing with four personal fouls, Schreiner with three, some foul trouble on the Dixie side. Bell, first shot at the 1-1 is good. High ball game. Bell with 11 points. Avery and Parrish trying to rally the troops. Gathers them together. 70-70. 3:43 left in the game. Do you look for Dixie's four-court offense if they can prevent Erie from scoring? Bell. Shot up. Good. Dan Bell. Six straight. 71-70. Dixie by 1 point, and Dixie into the 3-2 zone against Erie. That 3-2 zone has bothered the Cats tonight. Stewart, the Dixie fans, cheering underneath. They're actually underneath the Erie basket in the second half. To Russell in the corner, Swagger out of the corner, jump shot, too long, rebound, battle four, taken by Erie, bank shot up and in by Ray Salters. Salters gives the lead back to Erie, 72-71, 3:14 left in the game, and Erie has come right back time and again. Wade bounced past to Parrish, to the basket, five-footer, no good, tap by Schreiner, no good, foul will go to Erie, and it may be on Richardson, and Bell to shoot again, and if it's on Richardson, that's four. Richardson with his fourth. Dan Bell to shoot 1-1, and Brent Stevenson ready to come in. Stevenson in to replace Steve Schreiner. Stevenson had 16 first-half points, and that's his scoring in the night. Has not played that much in the second half. 3:05 left in the game. Bell to go to the free throw line again in a pressure situation. 3:05 left. Dixie wants the timeout. 72-71, Erie back in 60 seconds.
What are you waiting for? They all...
Dixie has the ball out of bounds in forecourt. A 74-72 lead. Dixie has a minute 7 to beat on the clock and a strong, hot shooting Erie Cats ball club. Dan Bell to inbound. Trying to get it inbounds, and there is a foul before the inbounds play. A minute 7 left on the clock, and Ray Swagger picks up a holding foul on Avery and Parrish. So no time off the clock. Parrish to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Parrish is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Needs the first to get the second. Dixie leads by 2, 74-72. A minute 7 left in this contest. Avery and Parrish puts the toe to the free throw line. Studies the basket in his normal form. Parrish, shot, good! Not without a little palpitation. It rattled around, hit all four corners inside that rim, and then went home. Parrish, six baskets, 17 points on the night, way below his average of 24. Avery and Parrish, second shot, good! Avery and Parrish. 76-72, Dixie by 4, a minute 3 left in the game. Stewart into forecourt, Swagger out of the corner, no good, rebound, Avery and Parrish. Dixie with a basketball, 55 seconds away from the semifinals. Tag Maxwell into forecourt to Stevenson, Stevenson to Parrish, Parrish to Henry, layup, good, Ricky Henry. 11 points, 78-72. Dixie hanging on with 39 seconds left and leading by 6. Stewart shot, no good. Rebound, foul may go to Maxwell. And if it is, that's number 3 on Maxie. 34 seconds left on the clock. Dixie by 6 big points, 78-72. 1-1 situation coming up for Erie. The pressure free throw shooting by Avery and Parrish may have saved Dixie again. Parrish, Bell, Maxwell, Wade, Stevenson, Schreiner all have been heroes. So has Ricky Henry. So has Josh Bergen. Shot good by Richardson. Richardson, who missed the front end of a 1-1 earlier, gets his first point of the night. 78-73. 34 seconds left, and the Dixie fans waving banners down below. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Brent Wade. Wade up court, has to dribble away from trouble. Wade into forecourt, double team, foul will go to Stewart. That is 5. Wade In trouble. Salters landed right on Wade, and Wade is hurt. Salters landed right on Wade, and Wade may have twisted an ankle. He is down and hurt. Took a shot at Wade trying to get the foul. Stewart had already been called for the foul with 25 seconds left. Let's see if it's an ankle, a foot, or just a Charlie horse. But Wade is in agony. He is down and hurting, and Brent Wade is down and hurt. And the one thing you don't want to see at this time, Wade gets up slowly, putting some pressure on the ankle. May have to go out, and we'll see who comes in for him. Wade will limp to the sidelines. It might be a sprain. He is going to the sideline, and he is hurt. Salters landed on Wade. Dan Bell into the lineup. 25 seconds left. 78-73. Stewart is gone. Finishes with two field goals, 3-for-4 from the free throw line, so the playmaking guard is gone. Dan Bell will be in to shoot free throws for Brent Wade. Abraham Parrish giving instructions. Dixie by 5. 78-73. Wanting to become one of the final four in the nation. They will play tomorrow night. Bruce Williams doing some quick work on Brent Wade. Wade is gone for the night. They're taking the shoe off right now. Whether he's gone for the tournament remains to be seen. Dan Bell missed a free throw after hitting 7 straight. Has a 1-1 shot. Good. 79-73. 25 seconds left. Dixie by 6. 25 seconds to nurse. A 6-point lead. It may be 7. Dan Bell, second half of the 1-1. Good. Dan Bell makes it 80-73. Dixie out in front. Erie into forecourt against the 3-2 zone. Shot short by Molson. Rebound brought down by Bell. Bell will be fouled, and it will be on Richardson. And that is 5 on Richardson. 16 seconds left, and Dan Bell to the free throw line again. Jeff Richardson fouls out with 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 16 seconds left, and Dan Bell to the free throw line again. The Dixie teammates huddled around Brent Wade. Wade has been complaining about pains in his heel, both heels, prior to the game tonight. He's been having some problems with his feet. Coming over is Ray Swagger to shake hands with the Dixie players. Good sportsmanship by Swagger. And checking on Brent Wade, lingered with Wade for a moment. At the free throw line, Dan Bell. Dixie will have 4 men up court. Bell to shoot 1-1. He is 9-for-10 from the free throw line. 15 points. 16. 16 points for Dan Bell. The best performance by Dan Bell since Eastern Utah. In St. George. Shot good. 17 points by Bell. 2 away from his season high. 82-73. Bounce pass into the corner. Swagger over Stevenson. Good. 9 seconds left. Timeout Erie. They're going to try it again. Let's just take a 30-second break. Dixie leads by 7. 82-75. Back in 30 seconds.
Lucky you. Just in time for that brand new house you're building or that remodeling job, Jones Paint and Glass has reduced the price on all aluminum and bronze anodized thermal pane sliding windows. All standard sizes have been greatly reduced. Now, there's thousands of windows available, but you ought to order now while the supplies last. Jones Paint and Glass, your helper when remodeling your building comes your way. Go to Jones Paint and Glass for glass, paint, wallpaper, and all related supplies. Jones Paint and Glass at 596 East Tabernacle.
Erie just wanted to stop the clock. 8 seconds left. 82-75. Inbounds pass comes to Parrish. 60 by 7. Parrish to hang on to the basketball. 3 seconds left. Parrish is fouled by number 21, Stacy Cooper, who's into the lineup. With 3 seconds left, 82-75. Erie went through this. A lot of the teams have been going through this. Westchester did this. Coming down the wire against Ferrum. They just continued to foul and foul and foul. Parrish at the free throw line, and they say that's intentional. He will shoot 2. Parrish is 6-for-6 tonight. 18 points. Looking for his first 20-plus effort since the CSI game in Coeur d'Alene. 82-75. Shot by Parrish. Short. Parrish misses his first. Is trying to pick up point number 19. Has a big smile on his face as he looks over to Stacy Cooper. 82-75. If Parrish misses, the clock starts. Shot by Parrish up and good. Parrish, 19 points on the night. Make it 83-75. Inbound, Erie. 2 seconds left. Long shot from out of backcourt. No good. Dixie is one of the final four. Dixie, one of the final four in the nation. Brent Wade comes out. Let's see if he's walking. Wade. I don't see Brent Wade there now. Let's double check. I don't see him walking around. So Wade apparently injured. Whether he's gone for the tournament remains to be seen. Final score, Dixie 83, Erie 75. Let's take a two-minute break. We'll take a look at the broadcast schedule the rest of the way. Dixie will be one of the final four in the nation. Back in 2 minutes.
Fresh goodness and country charm atmosphere. It comes home to you at the Sugarloaf. Anytime, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In the tradition of a fine country kitchen, the Sugarloaf sparkles with brass, and the aroma of fresh baked bread fills the air. To us, homemade means fresh made daily, just the way you like it. The Sugarloaf. Have you tried us lately?
Stock up on money-saving buys this week at Osco Drug, where it makes sense to shop. Gallon-sized jugs of distilled water, 77 cents each. Huggies on a coupon buy, regular $8.99, just $8.66. Other coupon buys are real money savers. Look for them in the big red and yellow supplement to the Spectrum. From fingernail polish pens to garden tools with everything in between, it's Osco Drug, corner of 5th East and St. George Boulevard in St. George.
Randall Distributing is a good place to buy tires. They built a new building with two bays to better serve you. Randall carries a good line of tires, Remington Falls and Toyo. Randall does general trucking throughout Utah, Nevada, Idaho, Arizona, and California. For car and truck tires, or to have your goods transported by truck, call Randall Distributing in the Industrial Park or call 673-6175. Open Saturdays. Randall Distributing, 791 North, Red Rock Road.
83-75. Courageous performance by Dixie. Coming from behind, from 5 points down, after Dixie came from behind to take an 8-point lead at the half. They led it 8-1 time before Erie ran off 10 unanswered points. Actually, 11 unanswered points to take a 3-point lead. Then Dixie came back to take an 8-point, 48-37 halftime lead. Then the shooting touch went south. Actually, went south by southwest. It just came close, and a lot of layups flown. Dixie went cold from the field. The offense was still working somewhat. They were getting some layups. They just were not falling. And the cold shooting of Dixie and the hot shooting, extremely hot shooting of Erie, New York, came up with an Erie 5-point lead. A 5-point lead by Erie, let's put it that way. Then Dixie, able to come back and take the lead on the free throw shooting of Dan Bell, Avery and Parrish, a basket by Ricky Henry, some pressure ball playing, ball handling by Dixie, and came back with an 83-75 victory. It was closer than that, obviously. Dixie pulling away mostly right at the end. Now at halftime, the chaparral, actually it's a bird for Midland, the chaparrals, they have this big green and yellow bird. I'm not sure exactly what type of bird it is. It's their mascot. The Midland mascot and Rodney Rebel went through a whole routine at the half of the Dixie game of hugging and glad to see each other again. And Dixie looking for a matchup against either Allegheny of Maryland, Cumberland, Maryland, or Midland, Texas. If it's against Midland, it will be the second matchup in two trips to the Hutchinson Tournament for Dixie. Dixie definitely will not finish any lower than their final regular season ranking of number four in the nation. Dixie is already was ranked number four in the final poll. Allegheny was ranked number three. Number one ranked Highland Park of Michigan is gone out of the tournament as far as championship. They will be playing on the last game tonight to see if they can survive and get to the fifth place. Dixie sends Erie to that fifth place chase. And Dixie, Allegheny, it will be Kankakee and Moberly And either, Dixie, Kankakee, Moberly, and either Midland or Allegheny in the Final Four tomorrow night. Dixie with their 21st consecutive win. Now 33-1 on the year. And it took some courageous effort. We're hoping to get Neil Roberts up shortly. He gets inundated with the print media immediately after a ball game. So it may be a little while before we get him up here to talk about this game. But we're going to hang on for a little while and find out how serious Brent Wade's injury is, whether it's a break, a sprain, a twist, a muscle spasm, whatever the problem is. Brent Wade went down hard late in the game, was fouled by Tim Stewart, and Ray Salters landed on him and twisted something around the ankle. And Brent Wade may be gone from the tournament, definitely was gone for the rest of the game. And so Dixie may be going a little shorthanded the rest of the way. We'll wait and see. 83-75, the final score, Dixie. Let's be back with the scoring totals after this two-minute break.
Dixie Sunshine Village Homes offer the greatest concept in Southern Utah for spacious private living. Priced from just $48,600 and now offering 8.75% ARM financing, you just can't afford not to buy. Why pay rent? See Dixie Sunshine Village models open daily except Sunday from 10 a.m. till dark. Offered exclusively by Go Realty, 1840 West, 1100 North, north of the 7-Eleven on Dixie Downs Road. And as a tribute to our team, you're offered a free refrigerator with any home purchase by March 30th.
What's the best part of Burger King's new breakfast sandwich? The croissandwich.
I think it's the croissant that really makes it taste so good.
Croissant.
That's what it is.
Well, I think it's better than an English muffin.
Say croissandwich.
What?
Croissandwich.
What's the best part of Burger King's new croissandwich?
Can I taste it again?
You decide.
Are you hungry?
I like it.
For Burger King now.
I've never had one of these.
No.
Try the delicious new croissandwich at participating Burger King restaurants.
Bradshaw Ford turned me loose with a Ford Ranger pickup again, and did I have fun. Plus, I discovered that right now you can get 8.8% financing when you buy a new Ranger pickup. This truck combines a little smaller outside with that same big truck feel on the inside. Once you try a Ford Ranger, you'll be surprised at how tough this truck is. Try one on for size and you'll find a perfect fit. And with 8.8% financing, that Ranger pickup will be a perfect fit for the pocketbook at Bradshaw Ford and RV.
Kent Hendrickson and his staff invite you to the newly decorated Tri-State Office Supply. Tri-State tries hard to anticipate your business needs so you'll always find their shelves well-stocked with a large assortment of office supplies. Try Tri-State for your office furnishings, too. You'll find the latest in desks, chairs, typewriters, copy machines, computers, and typewriters. And at Tri-State, you're always greeted by a friendly staff that is happy to see you and serve you. So shop Tri-State where your business is to help your business. Tri-State Office Supply on 36th East Tabernacle.
Back at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, some outstanding play by both Dixie and Erie, Pennsylvania. Put together quite a show tonight. And as intense a ball game, almost as intense as we saw last night between Highland Park and Moberly, although a little bit better shooting on that one, but it was about the same situation. Dixie coming up with a victory tonight, 83-75. Let's run down the scoring totals. First of all, for Erie College, off the bench, Stacy Cooper came in and did not score. William Molson came in, hit two field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 6 points. Jeff Richardson off the bench, fouled out with 16 seconds left in the game, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 1 point. Dave Taylor finished with two for two from the free throw line, I should say, and a total of 2 points. For the starters, Tim Stewart, the little point guard, got in foul trouble at the end of the first half and did not play much of the second half, and Erie was able to take the lead in spite of that, the situation with Stewart on the bench and in foul trouble and not playing for much of the second half. Erie able to overcome that problem with Stewart being on the sidelines, and Stewart fouled out finally with 25 seconds left in the game, what proved to be another key play for Erie. Finished with 2 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 7 points. Ray Swagger, 10 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 22 points. 22 points on the night for Ray Swagger. just taking a look at the official totals. They had Slugger for 20. So let's double check. Apparently, I had him for 22, and I know Ray Slugger was the man at the free throw line. So we'll you take your pick, if you will. Lane Russell finishing with 7 field goals, 7 for 8 from the free throw line, a total of 21 points on the night. Ray Salter, 7 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 16 points on the night. Dave Taylor, only the 2 points. So 3 men in double figures for Erie College of Buffalo, New York. For Dixie, off the bench tonight, Steve Schreiner hit 4 field goals, 4 pressure field goals, finished with a total of 8 points on the night. Brent Wade, before he went down, had 4 field goals and a total of 8 points. So Brent Wade having another outstanding night. It was the solid 7, if you will, for Dixie that played tonight. They didn't go to the 8th man, Josh Bergen, in play tonight. Robert Maxwell finished with 2 field goals and a total of 4 points. Maxwell really not having the shots open up for him. Ricky Henry finished with 3 field goals, 5 for 5 from the free throw line and a total of 11 points. The big 3 were all up front. Brent Stevenson, 8 field goals, all in the first half. Missed his only 2 free throws, both in the second half. Finished with a total of 16 points. Avery and Parrish with 6 field goals. Hit 7 for 8 from the free throw line, a total of 19 points. And Dan Bell, with his second best outing of the year, finished with 3 field goals. Hit 11 of 12 from the free throw line and a total of 17 points on the night for Dan Bell. So Bell, Parrish, and Stevenson, the big 3 for Dixie College. We're still looking for Coach Neil Roberts to come up, and let's talk a little bit about that basketball game. Let's take a 2-minute break, and whether Coach Roberts is here or not, we'll take a look at what's taken place in the tournament so far. 83-75 Dixie wins. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
When you stretch a pound of meat to make 8, 9, or even 7 burgers, it just can't compare with A&W's, because A&W uses a pound of meat to make just 6 burgers. Yes, the meat is here at A&W. For a ravenous appetite, try their 1/3 pounder. It's their bigger, beefier, double cheeseburger with bacon. 100% pure beef, rich melted cheese, lettuce, and fresh red ripe tomato with sauce. Ooh, yes. Let's head for A&W.